Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I'm Roby Brock. Welcome to today's Talk Business and Politics on KASU. Thanks for joining us. There was rampant speculation late last week that Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton may be tabbed to join the Trump administration as the new director of the CIA. This was all predicated on the exit of Rex Tillerson from the State Department, which President Donald Trump said would not happen. But we've heard that before. I sat down with two Talk Business and Politics contributors, Republican John Burris, Democrat Jessica Deloach-Sabin, for what could happen if a Cotton move occurs. All right, there seems to be a little bit more truth to the rumor this time around that this may happen. We've got the Cotton Whisperer here with us in John Burris. Would this be a good move for Tom Cotton to go to CIA?
No. Which probably means he'll do it because I'm not the Cotton Whisperer. I don't mind being called that, of course, but I'm not, never have been. He's consistently done the opposite of any advice I've ever given him. When I worked for him on campaigns and stuff, I didn't think he should volunteer for deployment. I met him when he was stationed at the Old Guard at Arlington Cemetery in 2005 or 6, and he volunteered to go to Afghanistan. I told him it was stupid. Didn't think he should run for Congress in 2012. Thought he should run for Senate in 2010. And so he consistently does the opposite of any advice that I think most people give him. I think he'll really consider the CIA if it's offered because the time that our country's in, and I think he enjoys working with guys like Pompeo and Mattis. I'd like to see him stay in the Senate, but I know he feels very compelled to serve, and I haven't talked to him. I don't know anything. I'm confident no one does. But it wouldn't surprise me at all if he did it if asked.
Yeah. Jessica, this would roil Arkansas politics in 2018. Yeah. And would basically the governor would put a replacement person in there until an election could fill the seat until 2020, and then there'd be an election for a 6-year term. If it happens after July 6th, the governor appoints somebody to fill out the rest of the term until 2020. What type of person might Governor Hutchinson appoint?
Well, I can tell you an example of a person that I would like to see considered would be someone like Jonathan Dismang. The reason why I say that is because he's very level-headed. He's the kind of person who operates very well behind the scenes. I think that he takes an objective that he's given very seriously, and he's very smart about executing that objective. I also think that he would be a very sensible addition to the United States Senate, and the United States Senate is a place that's meant for people who are more deliberative. And they take their time and they don't make irrational decisions. And I would like to see more of that. And so I would just say a great example would be someone like Jonathan Dismang.
All right. You got a pick?
That's not bad. I mean, I love Dismang. He and I came into the House together in 2008. And he would be phenomenal at whatever he chooses to do or whatever the governor could appoint him to. You know, you could go that direction. The problem is there's a lot of young guys, or not even young guys, there's a lot of politicians that want to be a U.S. senator. And so I would assume that the governor would want to select someone that would not run for that seat. You know, there's a lot of theories. I have not heard anyone mention this to me. It might be the first. But a name that comes to mind that would make the governor's life easier is someone like former Congressman Ed Bethune. Mm-hmm. He's been around a long time. People love him, trust him, respect him. It would be a short-term appointment to fill out the term and would stay out of the fray of all the people that think they ought to be a United States senator for the long term. And so that's an option, but the governor's going to make a good one. He knows all these factors.
I've actually thrown Ed Bethune's name out there. I thought that would be a good cap to a long political career
and
a very respected politician. I've thrown Bud Cummins' name out there in the fact that I think he would appeal to some GOP establishment voters as well as to some Trump Republicans because he was Trump's campaign chairman here. I think the governor could kind of serve. Because there is a little bit of trickiness to the governor making the selection because he may have a primary and needs to do something that might have to factor that dynamic.
He could appoint Jan Morgan.
No. Well, that would certainly eliminate his primary problems, wouldn't it? Secondly, Jessica, how much of a free-for-all would something like this cause in Arkansas politics? Because we would have an election to fill out that seat. Democrats would get in. Republicans would get in. I think we'd have an independent candidate or two as well.
Would that be fun?
I mean, fun, right? Okay, yes, maybe. Depends on how you look at it. I mean, we all remember what the race was like between Mark Pryor and Tom Cotton. And it was very expensive. It was very contentious. It was rough. I don't think people enjoy...
It was everything we love about politics in Arkansas. Rough and tumble.
I don't think enjoy going through that repeatedly. But I do think that should this become a position that is open, a race that is an option, you're going to see a lot of people enter this race. And I do think you will see primaries. I think the Republican primary for it could be very interesting, watching people who maybe hold positions now shuffle around,
right,
then some new faces, and then maybe some of these young people that John Burris just mentioned, that he alluded to. It would be interesting to see who has that interest, that passion to run. And then with the Democrats, you never know. There's some really wonderful Democrats that would do well in the United States Senate. So we'll see.
It'd be fun. So would it be Alabama-esque? John, would we see a Roy Moore type candidate come around?
I am almost completely confident that would not be the case. I mean, Arkansas has a good set of incumbent politicians, and I use that word as a compliment, skilled politicians in office that have been vetted and have ran good campaigns, but are liked by both sides, establishment and quote unquote, and Tea Party quote unquote. You know, you've got Tim Griffin, Leslie Rutledge, a host of people like Jonathan Nismang. I think, and then you've got senior statesmen like Ed Bethune. So, and so I think you're going to have plenty of
maybe
people.
Maybe some old guard like a Davy Carter, your friend too, former House Speaker, would be popular with some Democrats
yes,
as well.
Yes, he would.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing about the Republican surge over the past few years is that there are a lot of us, and there's a lot of us that think they deserve to be in office, and I think a lot of them do. I hope none of my friends run against each other. I don't.
Oh, they will, John.
No,
you can count on that.
That's Jessica Deloach Sabin on the left and John Burris on the right with their takes on what could happen in Arkansas politics in 2018 if Senator Tom Cotton vacates his Senate seat for a position in the Trump administration. Catch more of their conversation on our website at talkbusiness.net. I'm Roby Brock. That's all for today's segment. Thanks for listening. We'll be back on Wednesday.